1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
At what point does free speech what?
The question that I've got, Phil, is at what point does free speech become violated, or at least the not violated so much as at what point do we say that an individual has a right to his private writings, to his private communications, and that the government doesn't have a right to that? And this is, I think, the paranoia that the Bush administration, this post 9/11 Bush cabal, is making. And I was telling you, you know, last Friday was April Fool's Day.
All right, with me is, by the way, is Larry Grover, the angry liberal, and Larry is joining us. But the incident about with your son.
All right, well, Logan is 16 years old. He's a very creative young man. He's got a great imagination. He eventually wants to make the Air Force's career. He's at present interested in making flying a career. But he's also, he loves movies.
But he was involved with the police, right?
Right, but let me give you some back story here, Phil. He enjoys horror movies. And we were worried about him and for him. And you ask yourself, you know, have I done the right thing? But in all, the boy has, I think he's going to be wonderful. And his mother and I are divorced. But Ann and I, when it comes to the kids, let me tell you something, there's no disagreement.
Well, that's good. But I know you were talking with an attorney. Tell us what the attorney said.
Well, the L.A. sheriff wanted to talk to us, and they talked with Logan because they said there was some kind of a terrorist threat made, or, you know, and again, thank you, George Bush, for this paranoia that is affecting everybody, Phil, all walks of life, the Arabians, and Africans, and everyone. And I came home from work, and my wife met me at the school. And
all right, now when was this?
This was last Friday.
All right.
And Logan's mother met me at the school. Logan's mother and I are divorced, as I said, but we've certainly tried to keep it amicable. I was very concerned, and that's when this deputy, gentleman by the name of Babbitt, said they wanted to detain Logan because he made a terrorist threat. And, of course, I'm stunned by this. Now, he's always been a very creative kid.
All right. Yeah, but the police were concerned.
Well, let me tell you, this is a boy who's got an imagination. I asked the deputy and my wife, asked him, and he said that they had found a diary. Now, here's the thing. The diary was in Logan's backpack. And
how is it they saw the diary there?
Well, that's the question I asked them. They said that he had left it in the admissions office. He'd gone there for some kind of a detention slip, which is a whole other story. And they said they found this diary or a journal of some kind. Now, please understand the legality of them going into this kid's backpack is very much in question.
All right, but they went into the kid's backpack. They got out this journal. And the other question, of course, is I wonder why they would think to look in his backpack.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because when you're an imaginative, creative, very much an individualist like my Logan is, you know what? The world doesn't like you. Boy, I'll tell you, Phil, the world doesn't like people who step to the beat of a different drummer. Until, of course, you invent a cure for polio or you walk on the moon, and then everybody wants to be your friend. But before that, we treat the creative people very badly.
All right, but anyway, why was the sheriff called?
Well, here's what happened. Logan has always had a keen interest in films and stories. He had got done reading this Lord of the Rings. And here's where I think the problem started, because this is a film and a book that I have not been a big fan of. So his mother lets him read this stuff. Now, he had written some stupid stuff in a journal. He wanted to slit the teacher's throat, or he wanted to cut the teacher's throat, or something pretty far out. And he also wrote that he wanted to rape the school nurse, and he wanted to force her to have sex with a dead teacher's dead body. It's really crazy stuff. And the thing that I guess got everybody in a panic was that he had written in there he was going to come to the school with a gun, and he was going to, here's what I thought is almost funny, he was going to deliver God's justice to all of the so-and-sos on the varsity baseball team. Now, this is the kind of wild stuff the kid's going to write. All right.
Well, you were concerned.
I was concerned. I asked Logan, and he said to me, Dad, it was April Fool's Day. Last Friday was April Fool's, so the kid was having some fun, and they'd taken to juvenile detention. Thank you, George Bush. Thank you again for the paranoia you've introduced to our country.
All right, okay, that's a pretty good thumbnail sketch, Larry. Larry Grover joins me. Larry is a broadcaster. He is well-known and on Fox. You've seen him on CNN. He's the angry liberal, and he is with us tonight to talk about his son, Logan, who was taken to juvenile detention for making terrorist threats. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, really the question here is about one's right to privacy, I suppose.
Well, it's about one's right to free speech, Phil. We have got to begin to get a handle on this. The kid was having himself some fun. He talked about wanting to rape the school nurse. He talked about wanting, and he said, "Dad, it was April Fool's Day." And I said to him, "Would do you want to really rape the school nurse and force her to have sex with a dead teacher?" And he said, "Sometimes when I get angry, but it was April Fool's Day, I'm not going to have to be in trouble because it was April Fool's Day." And I said, "You're right." And I told the sheriff that.
Do you have any fear that your son is violent?
None whatsoever. And his mother doesn't either. The boy has...
Has he ever been violent?
He has never been violent. He's never been violent with humans. He had a... I can tell you, we had an incident with him and a neighbor's cat. And that was because this cat had been coming around, and the cat had been, tearing up our plants and everything. And Logan, took care of the cat.
What did he do to the cat? Did he kill it?
But he killed it, yeah. And he did it his way. He did it. Logan's a creative kid.
What did he do to the cat?
I don't know what he did to the cat. He skinned it, or he cut its head off, or something. Again, you have to understand that my son Logan, he thinks outside of the box. He's always looking, always thinking, always creating. And it's one of the reasons why I think he's going to be truly one of the great people in this world. And would you come down on a kid like that? A young man who's trying to express himself.
All right, now let's go back over, though, if you wouldn't mind, Larry.
The stuff in the diary?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to overdo it, because the L.A. County Sheriff is already talking about terrorist threats. I want to focus more on why George Bush is torturing our children, incarcerating our children for being creative.
But wait, hold on for a minute. Before we get into George Bush, let's get back to your son. Just so I can.
But I don't want to get it off. The subject here is how George Bush is really persecuting the youth of America, so they're not even allowed to write in a journal things that understandably bother them.
And all right, but your son wrote in a journal he wanted to slit the teacher's throat from ear to ear and then rape the school nurse and force her to have sex with a dead body. The part that I suppose is going to really interest the authorities is that he said he was going to get a gun
He was going to get a gun, and he was going to deliver God's justice and vengeance to, and he used some of the, F words and the MF words to the players on the varsity baseball team. And I said to him, "Logan, what are you doing?" And he said, "Dad, it was April Fool's."
And so your son contends that he wrote all of this stuff as an April Fool joke.
Yes, it was small potatoes, April Fools. When we have in our country right now a Patriot Act, which is stripping the rights of the Arabian people, it is stripping the rights of the Mexicans, it is stripping the rights of everyone. When we have in our country right now a president that is encouraging the renewal of the Patriot Act, okay, this is what we ought to be talking about, not my son having himself a youthful good time.
But isn't it frightening in light of Columbine?
Columbine is a whole different thing. This was April Fool's Day. And
on no other day would he write this stuff.
I don't know, but he's kidding around. And he's having himself a couple of laughs. And what they're doing is they're stripping...
All right, but would you understand for me, or maybe for some people, I don't know, it's not really funny to hear a kid say, "I'm going to bring a gun to school and visit God's justice on the baseball players."
I'm not a young person. To a young person, that's probably one of the funniest things that's ever been said. If you're a young person, you probably laugh yourself sick. You probably laugh yourself until you throw up. That's how funny it is. We're adults. We don't understand the young, hip humor today. And there's a lot of young people who are very hip and very edgy with their humor. And, he's...
In the journal, the LA County Sheriff said in the journal, he wrote that he wanted to slit the principal's throat and then hang him upside down, draining the blood from him.
Yeah.
Isn't that a gruesome image?
To me, it's a gruesome image. To you, it's a gruesome image. But we're not young, edgy, hip young people who are in the culture, who are seeing violence. My God, the violence these poor kids are seeing, of course they're going to be talking about it.
Hang him upside down, draining the blood from him, then raping the school nurse and having her have sex with his dead body.
Again, to you, it's shocking. To me, it's shocking. But we are old men, Phil, and This is a joke of the young people, the Generation Y kids. They're even hipper and edgier than the Gen X kids who thought they were all that. But I can tell you, I know my son Logan very deeply, and we left.
All right, hold on for a minute, Larry. Let's just give our phone number out. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. This is Larry Grover. Now, as a public personality, he's a broadcaster, the angry liberal. His radio show is heard across the country. He's been a guest on a lot of news shows. His son was detained and taken to juvenile detention by L.A. County Sheriff because they had found in his backpack a diary that detailed basic violence against the school principal, draining the blood from him, raping the school nurse, and shooting everybody on the varsity baseball team. It was done on April Fool's Day. And Mr. Grover feels that this is the last straw. The Bush mentality, the Patriot Act mentality, the post 9/11 mentality is now incarcerating his son. 1-800-449-8686. At what point are the kids writing private things in a journal that should remain private and not the subject of the scrutiny of police? 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. Phil Hendry Show
because
is back.
The military.
1-800-449-8686.
You bring up the point that your son Logan is eventually has great interest in becoming a flyer with the Air Force.
Oh, see, there's the other thing, too, Phil. You know, these conservatives so much intent on building up their defense industry. I've got a son who is very desirous of becoming a member of the United States Air Force. And they want to harass this young man as they do other young people.
All right. For people just joining us, though, I have to tell them just what we're talking about, Larry.
Well, please do, because everybody has a young person.
All right, but your son was at school. They found a diary in his backpack that had things in it about cutting the throat of the principal, hanging him upside down, bleeding him like a pig, forcing the school nurse to be raped, and then having sex with a dead body, killing the varsity baseball players. And who is Mr. Markham?
Mr. Bright, he is the gym teacher, the physical education teacher is what I want to say.
All right. Your son in the diary says he wants to hold Mr. Markham down and cut his eyes out with a Swiss Army knife.
It was an April Fool. Let me tell you a little bit about kids today, Phil, if I could.
Please keep in mind, I've got four of my own.
All right, let me just tell you. April Fools. Now, the kids today see all of this violence and they laugh it off. Now, what we really ought to be talking about is how George Bush is invading the privacy of the...
But with Columbine...
We keep going to Columbine. My son, if you knew my son, Logan, he is going to be a great man. And, boy, I'll tell you what. I'd rather have him writing things about cutting the gym teacher's eyes out of his skull with a penknife than him running off to Iraq and blowing up an entire country because we've got a wrong-headed notion that there are weapons of mass destruction, which, as you well know, we're not. And this is what, and again, it was April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. I have to underline that. I want to keep reminding you.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Some jokes can be carried too far. Some jokes. For instance, I remember one April Fool's. I dropped my son off in the middle of some neighborhood that he wasn't aware of, and I said, I'm going to leave you there, you know. And my other kids, and we took off. When I got back, my son was crying. I mean, I was only gone for like 20 seconds.
Well, I don't see, you know, was he hurt?
No, he wasn't hurt, but I felt terrible that I did that joke. I just think that there's some jokes. Holding a man down and cutting his eyes out with a Swiss Army knife?
Again, in the context of some of the things that are being done in Iraq...
All right, the angry liberal with me, it's Larry Grover, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, you know, if this man believes that his son is doing right, saying it's an April Fool, I think the dad's a fool. There's no way that's normal. No way.
Well, if you've ever heard some of the heavy metal music, these young people don't intend to do the things. In the heavy metal music that I've listened to, there's all kinds of things about witchcraft and demons having sex with witches and this kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say your son's kind of into some of that, then.
Well, that's your uneducated opinion, but I appreciate it.
Well,
I think you need to have kids.
I think you need to have
children first before you can comment, really.
I have four children, and I would be very upset if my child would even think of something like that. But to write it down, your son needs help, and you
can't smother a kid. You can't smother a kid, especially when you're a woman.
No, but listen.
Look at
you. You know what?
Can I tell you something that I learned?
None of them, but your son has got a problem, and if you believe that
why do you think? All right, let me ask you this. Does Stephen King have a problem? Because he writes about this stuff all the time. Got you on that one, didn't I, Sharon?
You're condoning your son. That's sick. Your son is sick.
And Stephen King is healthy. Yeah, got you.
Two different things. You didn't get me.
I got you. Nailed you, boy. I nailed you like you were my first love. And I can tell you...
Lord. Okay, come on.
I think you know the reason your son's got a problem? Because he's got a nutty dad.
I'm a nutty dad. I just brought up a very logical point that you could not out-argue, and now, so you just you call me names. Ma'am,
no.
George Bush is the problem here.
Oh, go blame George Bush for your son's problems.
How do you know that my son isn't the next Stephen King?
Well, look, can I jump in? Let me jump in here for a minute, Sharon. We're talking about a day and an age where we're concerned about our young people. Look, we don't know the parents of these kids. We try to be good parents, but the kids from Columbine, they had parents that weren't involved with their sons' lives at all. The boys were alienated to the point of extreme violence. And
well, if you think that's Larry Grover, mister, back up a step. I'm involved in my son's...
But Larry, you and your wife are separated. He lives with your wife. You're not with him every day.
Well, look at... Well, I don't know what it is that either of you... Did my son kill anybody? No. Did my son hurt anybody? No. He wrote a couple of funny things in a diary.
That's not funny.
What isn't?
What he said. What he wrote about. That's not funny.
What wasn't funny about it?
Oh, my word.
Talking about raping the school nurse?
You think that's funny?
It was an April Fool's gag.
No.
So you're laughing.
You're laughing. No, you're the fool.
I'm the fool.
Yeah.
I will tell you again. You gotta have kids first before you can start commenting on them.
I told you I have four.
Well, I'd love to see what mental state they're in. You know, there's such a thing known there's something known as the smothering, seductive mother. Even though you don't touch them physically, it's still sex abuse. So if I were you, the nurse is a man, okay?
The nurses, he was going to rape the male nurse?
Yes. That's what I mean. It's a joke.
All right, Sharon.
Well, you know what? I would be very, very alarmed. I would be just crushed if my child wrote about anything like that.
And you would put guilt on your child, and they would grow up feeling guilty every time they masturbated?
My children wouldn't do that.
You do that, and your kid is going to grow up feeling guilty every time he wants to touch himself in the shower.
All right, okay.
No.
Sharon, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Carl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Carl, go ahead.
Yeah, this young man just has to realize that there are certain things that are not funny. I mean, especially in this day and age after Columbine, after the shooting in the Indian Reservation, the Native American Reservation, he says he has aspirations of being a flyer in the Air Force.
Yes, sir.
A flyer in the Air Force does not have such blatant disregard for people in a position of authority.
Well, my son's never gone up to anybody in authority and disrespected them. This was a private journal.
Well,
if
it was a private journal, how did
George
they find
Bush,
out about it?
George Bush invades my son's privacy because he has an issue about his own father.
If this was a private journal, how did the school...
The school went into my son's backpack.
Yeah, but they went into your son's backpack because they had concerns about this boy.
They went into his backpack.
I mean, the kid left his backpack in the admissions office. What was he in there for?
In where?
In the admissions office.
He was getting a detention slip.
Sir, I mean, if I may, you are the type of person that wants to blame everyone else for not only your son's problems, but your problems.
Look,
if something happened in that school... and your son was on the receiving end of violence, if you had a gun nut, if you had somebody who brought a bomb into school, and your son was harmed, and they could have prevented that, you would be the first person...
Sir, my son thinks outside of the box.
This is a quote from his journal. I want to lay Ms. Brown on the floor and repeatedly kick her in the head with a steel-toed boot.
It's a joke!
That's not thinking outside the box. That's sadistic.
That's thinking well within the...
I would not wish that on the worst member of humanity.
All right. Thank you, girl. 1-800-449-8686. We got Larry Grover, and his son is in trouble for writing stuff in a diary.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, just hang on, Larry, because I've got a...
Forgive me, Phil, but I'm trying to get a... There's a lot of points I want to make here, and we have limited time here on the program.
All right, well, Larry Grover with us, the angry liberal, whose radio show is heard on 150 stations. He's also a featured commentator on Fox News, on CNN. Your son was detained by L.A. County Sheriff because of a diary in his backpack, which had some pretty gruesome... you say it was all April Fool stuff, but he talked about slitting the teacher's throat. He talked about cutting the eyes out of the gym teacher's head. He talked about shooting everybody on the varsity baseball team, raping the school nurse.
Let me get to the point here of what I'm saying, though.
No, but I want to say this. Your son's detained in a post-Columbine period, in a post-9/11 period, where we are suddenly aware of this phenomenon of juvenile violence at this level, and you're saying it's an overreaction.
There is a very interesting book written by Bob Schneider, who's a journalist in St. Louis, about President George Bush, who you, I know, are a big fan of, and I'm not. This is the man who created the Patriot Act, the post-9/11 paranoia that we're living with, which got my son in trouble. Now, this man, George Bush, when he was a kid growing up in Houston, Texas, a period of 3 months on the street that he lived with his brothers and his sister and his parents, for a period of 3 months, neighborhood cats were missing. Now, you can, and they were finding these animals run over by a car, or they'd find them, they were set fire to or something. And the rumor was, and it persists to this day, that little George Bush was running around murdering cats. Okay? And he is now President of the United States.
Well, this is based upon what?
This is a very respected journalist out of St. Louis, Bob Schneider, who did a great... He did a lot of hunting on this one. He had his nose to the ground on this one in a very, very large way. So, in other words, George Bush can go around a neighborhood as a little boy and butcher up people's cats, but my son can't write about...
cutting the eyeballs out of the gym teacher?
Well, he didn't do it. George Bush is the one that committed homicide on people's cats.
You don't know that, man.
Well, you don't know that my son would commit murder either.
All right, look... I really believe this is apples and oranges. 1-800-449-8686. Victoria, go ahead.
Hey, Larry. You know, I know you're saying it's April Fool's.
Yes, ma'am.
And what we need to think about is whether or not it was April Fool's because of everything that's
gone on. Well, it was April
Fool's.
It was April 1st.
I know.
All right, so that is April Fool's Day.
If you're listening, I'm saying, no matter what, our kids, that this is what they're going to have to live with from now on. And
well, George Bush is out of control.
You know, I realize that.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you is...
And here's a guy that
cut up
every cat in Houston, Texas as a kid.
Hold on. Whether or not it was an April Fool's joke is completely unacceptable. I mean,
If that was my son, I'd be worried about him.
Are you a mother?
I am.
And you have children.
Yes, and actually the reason I'm calling...
Do you understand that today's kids are hip, and they got a whole other kind of sense of hip humor that we don't get?
You know what? I do, but
we don't get it.
Consider that hip humor.
Well, you don't, and I don't, because we're old. We're old, and we're out of it.
No, you know what? Though, my son doesn't consider that hip humor.
Well, ma'am, have you asked him lately?
Yes, I have.
You asked him?
Yes, I have.
When?
I just asked him right
now. Well, no, it doesn't matter. I should be talking to him, not you.
Of course you shouldn't be talking to me, but you should be talking to me because as the parent of a varsity baseball player, me...
Oh, what, is he all scared? He's all scared that he's going to get shot, huh?
No.
Holy God.
No.
You know, ma'am, I think your son...
Parent,
I think he's been tied to mama's...
Parent,
I think he's been tied to his nana a little too long.
Larry. You know what? You're giving liberals a bad name. You need to keep...
No, I'm not. I'm keeping the eye where it belongs on George Bush, the cat murderer from Houston.
You know what, though? This doesn't have anything to do with
it
George
doesn't.
Bush.
No,
this
it doesn't.
This is about your son.
It's about parents and it's about kids.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're well known to be a Bush supporter.
Look, this has got nothing to do with Bush. You know, and
I think that this lady here has a young man in her life, a young boy who I'm sure she's proud of, but I think he's tied a little too close to mama.
No!
You can laugh if you want to, but...
Look it, you know what? You just started telling the lady before Sharon that she was calling you names. You don't know anything about me.
Most hip young kids are into this kind of black humor.
Those varsity baseball players, my son does not go to your son's school, but the parents of those varsity baseball players are going to see some action taken.
Ma'am,
because
you don't get the hip young kids. This Lord of the Rings is what did it, and the hip young kids
today read
about goblins getting their guts cut out.
It has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings.
Like, read Lord of the Rings. You're reading about orcs and goblins getting their guts cut out and using them to grease tank treads.
But this is reality.
All right, thank you, Victoria. 1-800-449-8686. You bring it up, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, Phil, has got the most gruesome violence that God ever allowed to be put on the screen. And by the way, created by a New Zealander by the name
Peter Jacobson.
Yeah, all right. This guy Jacobson creates a film where they've got ghouls and goblins and all of this nonsense cutting their guts out and eating them. And this guy, you're telling me my son doesn't have the right to have a couple of laughs?
Cutting the eyes out of the gym teacher?
April Fools! Oh my God!
Hold on for a minute. Let me go over to I'm going to go over here to Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Henry. Mr. Grover, I'm going to make something crystal clear to you, and that is that your son will not, I'm a retired naval pilot, and your son will not make it into the military flight school that you so hope.
Well, wait a minute, how do you know?
Because they're going to do a background check, and they are going to find this situation that you seem to think is not going to exist. Or doesn't, you think it's just going to mysteriously go away. It's not going to mysteriously go away. It's going to be a matter of record.
Right.
It's going to be there for review of the military.
Okay.
He will not make it into the program.
Well, sir, my opinion is the United States Air Force will see a young man who, as you know, the military looks for young officers who take initiative, are able to improvise. A young man improvising on the fly, using his creativity, running afoul of authority. What great... military man hasn't run afoul of authority at one time or another.
As far as what you're explaining your son's done, that goes beyond any kind of creativity that you seem
Tell
to think
Tell me one example of what he wrote that the military can't handle.
What did he write that the military won't handle?
Yes, sir.
His act of violence, or this the pure act of violence that he has toward a human being... In his own country.
Well, I don't think you heard what he wrote then, because you're not being specific.
I'm being... how about the lack of authority toward his teacher? What kind of authority is he going to have then
that?
Toward...
Specifically, what are you talking about?
Well, specifically toward the principal.
Specifically what?
Specifically that he was going to cut him up and hang him from and let his blood drain.
Okay, is that good enough, Larry?
I don't understand.
Oh, come on!
Mr. Grover, you don't understand.
I don't get you can't cite me examples. I'm sorry.
He just said,
the truth,
cut
Mr.
the
Grover.
Guy's throat and hang him upside down so the blood can drain.
It's the way the hip kids of today talk.
Let's go over to Cindy. Cindy, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
You know, I'm a middle school worker, and I work
thank
with
God
children.
I got a teacher, finally.
All day long, you know, and I do know the hip slang that the kids use. I have teenagers and adult kids of my own.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, but it's like I tell the girls. I mean, you think it's funny, but like I tell the girls, they think it's funny and it's hip to laugh when the guys call them. And I tell the girls, well, you know, you can laugh at it and think it's funny, but when you're an adult and you're married and your husband talks to you that way, it's not funny.
So well,
there's a fine line.
But they're not adults, and they're not married, and my son is an adult. He's not married. He's blowing off a little bit of steam saying that he wanted
so
to kick some woman's head in.
What do you tell these kids when they, you know, understand your part about Bush. My kindergartner nephew was kicked out of kindergartner because he brought a dollar store plastic play knife in his backpack.
All right, see, I draw
a
the line at that.
Old.
No, but I would draw the line at that.
You know,
why?
I mean,
wait a minute. Her 5-year-old can't bring a knife, but your son can talk about kicking some woman's head in?
That is a physical object that can be used to kill someone.
As it was a Dollar General store play knife.
Well, my son wrote something. Your kid brought a weapon.
You know, a 5-year-old getting kicked out of kindergarten, you know, that's a little much.
Well,
I don't think so.
In that instance, I think your kindergartner got what he deserved.
But it's okay for an older kid that should know even a little bit better to carry a diary to school that he's going to rape.
When's the last time somebody got beaten to death with a book? Your son carried a knife that could be driven into the skull of a teacher that he might have been upset with.
He's 5.
A rubber knife?
A rubber knife, and he's 5.
He can drive that into someone's eye.
The last time a teenager wrote in on an email that he was going to kill some kids at school, and he done it. And then on the Navajo school.
You're a teacher, and you just said he done it? Wow.
He did do it.
What? No, you said he done it.
They found the emails on his email where he went to the Navajo school and killed kids.
Ma'am, you're a teacher, and you just used the grammatical. You butchered the English language. He done it. He did it. He did it.
He did do it.
Oh, God.
You know, what's going to say your son's not going to do it?
The 5-year-old brings a knife fully intent on driving into the skull of a teacher.
Your son's not going to come to you and say, Dad, you know, I wrote this stuff, but I'm not going to kill
this.
I'm not going to really kill my teacher.
I got to take a break.
Well, but her 5-year-old can drive a knife into the skull of a teacher. Okay, thank you.
No. Thank you, Cindy. No. We're not saying that. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover here with me on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Roasting marshmallows on the everlasting bonfire. The Phil Henry Show is back.
With me is Larry Grover, the angry liberal. Well, you've really made a change. You were the conservative of Kern County for a long time.
Yeah, well, a lot of things have changed, Phil, in this world, as you well know.
All right, but I want to just say, and I want to be clear, your son, detained by L.A. County Sheriff because he had a diary threatening all kinds of violence, which you say was a April Fool's joke. Are you telling me that the official position of you as the liberal that you say you are is that this is nothing compared to the Patriot Act?
Phil, let me explain to you. During the campaign, John Kerry, who was running on behalf of the American people, in my opinion, made it very clear at a speech he was giving in Denver. He said, all right, you got a kid who goes to school. He takes a pencil out of the little cigar box where he keeps his crayons and his pencil, and he drives the pencil into the heart of an elderly teacher and stands and looks at her as she falls to the ground with blood coming out of her ears. Bad. Yes, it's bad. There's no question that it's bad. Now compare that to the fact that we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Are you trying to tell me, said Senator Kerry, and I agree with this, that a young person full of confusion about the world, not understanding some direction he was given in terms of where to put his books or shoes or whatever it was, yes, with all of the Ritalin that we give our kids, he pulls out a Swiss Army knife that his father might have given him to go camping with and pushes it right into the eye socket of a janitor. What's going on in Iraq is the real violence. And, yeah, I do. I concur with Senator Kerry.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You don't feel like...
All right, that's I don't have a lot of time. I got one call I can take, and then that's it. Let's go over to Marcia. Marcia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
All right, this man is in complete denial, okay? His son, I see where he gets
that's
it from.
River
he gets it
Egypt.
From his father. He gets it from his father. You are in complete denial.
Of what?
And one of these days, you may not wake up because your son will have killed you because you're in denial.
Oh, quit being dramatic.
No, I'm not being dramatic. My daughter was 16, okay? And
yeah.
She made a comment to me one day. You know, Mom, all these school shootings and everything has always been by a guy, never a girl. You never know. I may be the first. I pulled her out of school that very same day. I wasn't going to take any chances, and I put her in adult education at night, and she flourished.
Wait a minute.
That's
I just want to be clear. You took your daughter out of high school, and you put her in some retard class?
She's not a retard class, honey. She flourished. Let me tell you, she graduated with honors,
Honors. Yeah, I'll bet you. What, in metal shop over there in San Quentin for women?
Adult education.
Adult education. Ma'am, you deprived that girl of a regular high school education and threw her in with a bunch of white trash and retards.
I wasn't taking any chances of my daughter hurting someone. Somebody, and I wasn't going to have that on my shoulders. I was being a responsible
parent. Well, ma'am, how old is your daughter?
She's 21 now.
There's still time.
No, there's not.
Yeah, well, you know, if I open up the paper and see Marcia's daughter convicted in an axe slaying.
No.
I'll remember the day you told me you put her in a class full of tards.
You're not going to wake up one morning because you're in denial.
You know what? You're not going to wake up. You're going to wake up one morning with an axe in your skull. Ma'am, your daughter is going to take revenge on you by putting a wood chipping hatchet in your head some night because you put her in a class full of tards. Thank you.
Give me a break.
Oh, he
moron.
Hung up. Are you ready for that? He hung up.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Thank you, Marcia.
He didn't want to hear the truth.
All right, Marcia, thank you very much. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm studying to be LAPD. That's right. I'm going to be LAPD. Hey, how do you like me now? How do you like me now?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up next is going to be Brass Villanueva. Brass, you are a valet at the Eaton's Restaurant in West L.A.?
Oh, that's correct, yeah. But I will tell you, I've been listening to your program. It's pretty weird. I don't know if, you know...
You can handle it?
It's pretty weird, yeah.
Well, Brass is coming up next. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.